Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm Russ Robinson, barely here. George Broadstreet is here.
I'm here.
It is a big night of football. It's not the most fun night. The most fun night's semifinal.
Yeah.
This quarterfinal's all over the place.
Right.
Some semifinals in the MAIS. The weather was perfect tonight. It was, you know, we thought it was going to be a lot colder, but it didn't happen. And at kickoff, I think everything was still like 55 to 60 degrees.
Yeah.
You had some.
But it was football weather.
Was football weather. Something we haven't had all year.
Yeah.
You know?
Not much of, anyway.
So it was a big night. We're going to have a lot of folks on the show tonight. If you've never called in tonight and you want to call in about your school, we want to hear from you. 601-401-6867. That's 601-401-6867. You're listening and watching the show tonight. You're listening on MPB Think Radio all across the state of Mississippi, and a lot of folks getting in their cars because there was a lot of traveling today. I know that one team, Oak Forest down in Louisiana, had to go to Columbus, Mississippi for their game tonight.
Wow.
That's 6 hours.
Mm.
Six long hours. So I know that they stopped this afternoon to break their trip up, and they practiced at Jackson Prep
oh, okay.
practice on their field.
Okay.
And so they got to do that a little bit. It was perfect weather today. And so just a lot of big games. We got a lot of guys calling in tonight to tell us about those games. But before we go any further, I guess we need to find out up front what the scores were.
Okay, Russ, and tonight we've got 60 games, which is, you know, roughly a little bit less than half of what we would normally have.
No Thursday games.
Yeah. Everything was played tonight, and we have a lot of the scores already in, and we've got the brackets, and
Ooh.
We'll be talking about the brackets as the night goes on. But let's start with 6A, and this is maybe the bigger surprise of the night. We lead off with this score. Oxford beat South Panola tonight, 35-28 was the final there. Madison Central had no trouble with DeSoto Central, winning 42-7. It was Starkville all over Hernando, 63-21. South Haven beat Clinton, 14-10. Brandon easily over Harrison Central, 39-13. It was Warren Central, and this might have been a little bit of a surprise. D'Iberville had only lost once. And Warren Central won tonight, 30-20.
We're not going to be able
30-21.
We won't be able to hold Jared Schatz tonight.
Probably not. I think you got him on the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Around 11 o'clock. I think.
Okay. And then Ocean Springs defeated Pearl, 54-28, and Oak Grove was a winner over Gulfport, 33-7. In 5A action, West Point defeated Ridgeland, 40-7. It was Neshoba Central beating Lake Cormorant, 27-24. Lafayette defeated Holmes County Central, 43-16. Laurel defeated George County, 59-20. Picayune beat Hattiesburg tonight, 35-13. And Brookhaven won, beating East Central, 42-14. Those were all 5A scores. These are 4A scores. Itawamba AHS, 30. Ripley, 9. Senatobia over West Lauderdale, 27-22. Louisville defeated Clarksdale, 16-12. It was Caledonia beating Pontotoc, 27-8. Mendenhall edged Macomb, 21-20. Poplarville, 18. Poplarville, 28. Moss Point, 18. Columbia won for the 11th time this year. They defeated Bay, 48-21. Missing just a couple of 4A scores there. In 3A action, Kossuth over Yazoo County, 27-14. It was Amory over Independence, 45-6. Winona over Noxubee County, 36-8. North Panola, 20. Aberdeen, 6. Jefferson Davis County prevailed over Hazelhurst, 40-14. Tylertown over Union, 20-8. In 2A action, East Webster edged East Union, 34-31. Baldwin over Choctaw County, 30-14. Kemper County edged Velma Jackson, 18-16. Newton over Pisgah, 48-14. 1A, and I don't know why, but 1A, we basically have almost all the scores. Tupelo Christian Prep beat West Tallahatchie, 45-0. McEvans over Smithfield, 32-0. Simmons, this is kind of a broken record here. Simmons defeated Oklahoma 66-0
in a playoff game.
In a playoff game, Simmons has now played 11 games and given up 26 points.
Didn't they do that a couple years? Was that Wes Bolivar? I think it was Hollywood Simmons too.
Yeah,
but 66-0 in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Biggersville over South Delta 28-24. West Lowndes 40. Richton 6. Taylorsville over French Camp 31-13. Bay Springs over Ethel 48-0. Moving into some MAIS action, these are semifinal games in 6A. MRA defeated Jackson Academy 52-14. The game you just came from, yep. Hartsville, held on to beat Jackson Prep 17-13.
They're the real deal. I'm telling you, they
that was a close game, though, wasn't it? 10-10 at the half.
It was 10-10 at the half. It was 3-3 at the end of the first quarter. It was just two evenly matched teams.
Right.
Either one of those teams could go in and face MRA, but they've got a running back. Hartsville does. Xavier Davis, and he is the real deal. He's got a – I heard there at the game he's got an offer from Samford, so they're getting a good one if that's where he goes.
Yeah. Okay, and the 5A and MAIS, I don't have a final on Leak and Capaya yet, but Heritage defeated Oak Forest 28-21. In 4A, Tri-County, this was a close, good game. Tri-County ended up winning over – Greenville St. Joseph 14-7. Kirk defeated Adams County Christian 16-7.
I think that's kind of a surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a surprise there. In 3A, it was Greenville Christian. They defeated Central Holmes 52-6. Canton beat Centerville 35-18, and they get the unfortunate. I mean, they go to the championship game against Greenville Christian.
Ooh.
I mean, that's some reward, right? But anyway. Canton Academy, they're 10-2. That's the best season they've had in forever.
Oh.
I mean, a long time. A long time. And 2A, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to save all the 8-man scores for Joel.
Oh, that's right.
We'll talk about 8-man scores in the end. But real quickly, let me give you the bracket in 6A, and we'll talk about the rest of it in a little bit. In the North, Oxford is now going to play Madison Central. And South Haven will play Starkville. And in the 6A South, it will be Brandon and Warren Central. Warren Central used to be in the North.
Right.
But anyway, Brandon and Warren Central, and then Ocean Springs and Oak Grove. So those are the 8 teams left now in 6A. And we'll talk about more of the rest as time.
I think there, Noah tracked down the Capaya beat Leak.
Okay.
That is a surprise to me. 33,
yeah, that is a little bit of a surprise. But 33-21, was that the final? Is that what it says?
Mr. Fortenberry should be calling us on that one. We've been hearing from him, but I think, to me, that's an upset.
Well, I mean, that makes Capaya 10-2, which is the exact same record that Leak would finish with. But, yeah, that is a little bit of a surprise, I would think.
You know, going back, this Ocean Springs team, you know, we don't know a whole lot about them. And Jeff Hager is going to tell us tonight on the scoreboard show. He's following it. We're going to get a report tonight on the Macomb-Mendenhall game. Brandon Shields was down at that ball game. That was a big one, mm-hmm. down 49. And so a lot of, I would say, mild surprises. The Hattiesburg Picayune game, of course, we're going to hear from Kerry. We're going to hear from Mike. Mike sent me a text this today that said they were on their – they didn't have any quarterbacks left at Hattiesburg. They were using a wide receiver at quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they had – and then they lost the Little Brown Jug last week.
Right. Laurel won that pretty lopsided,
yeah.
I think.
Did you see the picture of Mike?
I didn't.
It's on the score. It's on the website. He's got his arm around the jug. Didn't look like he was going to give it up to me. But they lost it, and so you know, Picayune continues to roll, and that to me and West Point. I mean, then you always you start at West Point on 5A and work your way back.
Well, and let me give you. I think I've got part of the bracket in 5A. You know, North. It'll be West Point against the winner of Vicksburg and Cleveland Central. And I don't think we have a score on that one yet. But Neshoba Central will play Lafayette. And in the South, it will be West Jones playing Laurel and Picayune playing Brookhaven. So that's kind of the next round in the 5A.
And who'd you say Picayune plays? Brookhaven?
Brookhaven, yes.
The Panthers have their work cut out for them there. We got anybody on the phone yet? Okay. I've purposely have set them starting at 10:15. But if you want to call right now, we got open lines. Give us a call, 601-401-6867. And get in there and talk about your game. You know, we're coming down to the end of the road. We'll have more callers set up next week because we'll have less games out there. In fact, I set it up for next week. Dr. Lewis Oswald is going to call about the Canton game next week.
Academy game. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we talked about Canton, but, you know, they're being in the finals in 3A. That's pretty good.
And who did you say Greenville Christian gets?
Well, that's who they play. That's who Canton, you know, that's what I said. They beat Centerville, which is an accomplishment. Ooh. But as a reward, they play Greenville Christian.
Well, Noah Crow sent me a text during my game that said Greenville Christian was up 7-6 at the half.
Yeah, I wonder about that. What? I wonder if they just set everybody and just played whoever for
well,
half.
Well, they don't have – if they set everybody, they don't you have don't have enough many, on the team to come in.
Yeah.
They've got 35 – they've got 31 kids, 20 are seniors.
Yeah.
So they're all gone. Yeah. But – George, they got to be tired. The schedule, well.
They played you know, they played a really rough schedule first 7 or 8 games, and then nobody would play them anymore.
ESPN had a report on them that said they're the best team nobody wants to play.
Right.
And, of course, we had their coach on, and I get it. I understand it. These kids wanted to play.
Yeah.
They went to Greenville Christian.
Yeah. You know?
And because Greenville Christian was going to play.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, and that was mostly a carryover from last year.
Right. Right,
you know, because a lot of schools in the Delta in that area did not play football last year.
That's right. So the pandemic wiped that out.
Right.
And that wiped out a year for the kids that wanted to play football,
right,
especially the guys that were going to be seniors this year.
Right.
So
a lot of which are going to get a scholarship somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. I mean, you had the night they played Jackson Prep, they had 11 public schools represented on the field that night, which if you're an MIIS fan, you're sitting there going, well, that's not really fair. They wanted to go to school.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And they wanted to play football and go to school.
They wanted to play
too.
Football. So, yeah. You know, I don't know. It's a tough call, but.
It's just been a really interesting last couple of years. I just went that way.
You know what? Herbert Davis, who's the winning coach tonight for MRA, Matt Timms has him corralled and he's waiting to get the number, so I'm going to send. The number to Matt. So when we get back from the break, we'll be talking with Herbert Davis. You know, the JA stayed with him for a little bit tonight. I was watching, it was like 17-10 or 24-14. But I tell you, MRA is just loaded with guns.
Yeah.
They're loaded with guns.
Well, you know, you talk about a surprise. I mean, to me, a little bit of a surprise is Oxford beating South Panola. I mean, that Oxford got into the playoffs as a 4 seed,
yeah,
and South Panola was the 1 seed in the north there. So Oxford, you know, they went on the road basically and won 35-28. It was a close ball game. South Panola, I think, tied it up 28, and Oxford got a late touchdown and won.
This is, you know, this is the time of year that you get these surprises like that. But if it's a win or go home, I mean, Oxford didn't want their season to end.
No.
And now I will say this. I think the Clinton score surprises me.
Well, I mean, it may be in a way, but South Haven was – they're now 9-3. They were the number 2 seed in that particular region.
Clinton 4?
Clinton was the 3. They were above Oxford. I mean, they ended up on the 3 seed. And so anyway, but that was a close ball. That was a really close ball game. You know, more of a defensive game than a lot we see. 14-10, South Haven won that one. And, you know, they'll move on.
Well, Sugar Ray Coleman will be giving us a call on that one. We've got him set up to – I'll tell you, all the guys that we've got set up, guess who's going to be back on tonight? Greg Flynn.
Greg Flynn?
Is going to be back on tonight talking about the Pearl Pirates, and he said – it may be a short report. You know what I mean? You know, they had their work cut out for them tonight. We'll get a report from Greg. We're going to go to the telephones when we come back. Kerry Metzler is going to be talking about Picayune, and Mike will be talking about that ball game for Hattiesburg. And we want to get your calls in as well. 601-401-6867. Give us a call here at Friday night. Under the Lights, made possible by Cricket Wireless.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See CricketWireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by the folks at Malone Roofing. They're all over the state helping repair roofs that from the modern day roof to the roof that's just a plain roof. They are Malone Roofing, and they're more than just roofers. They're people in your communities. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. You're listening tonight on MPB Think Radio. Big thanks to Jason Klein for staying up with us tonight on MPB. And you go anywhere in the state, you're going to hear this show, and that's what we appreciate so much about MPB. Let's go to the telephone and talk to Mike, who was at doing the Picayune Hattiesburg game. And but Mike, before we get to talking about that one, I want to talk about the little brown jug. You sent us a great picture this week, and we posted it on the website. And your arm was around the little brown jug, and it didn't look like you were really willing to give it up.
No, I really didn't want to, Russ. So I'll say this. I've got 365 days to look at that picture now, even though the jug is not in our possession. So.
Well, at least you got a picture of it anyway. You sent me a text earlier today that said, and it's well documented. I mean, Tony Vance has done a great job with this team this year to get them to this point.
Welcome.
Nobody
to
expected
the
him to be there
because the
his
by
two
Malone
quarterbacks went down.
Service.
Did you tell me they were using
Malone
a wide receiver
to
tonight?
Improve our community for a better today.
Put on wide receiver at quarterback tonight, and you know, we played pretty much ran the wing T offense, threw it maybe 5 or 6 times tonight. And, you know, when you're down that much, you know, you just got to plug people in and just give it your best shot. And that's what we did tonight. We fell behind early 14-0, then scored a touchdown, made it 14-7. It was 21-7 at half. Picayune then went up 28-7. Next thing you know, we cut it to 28-14. Then Picayune just put us away in the last quarter. But a heck of an effort by Coach Vance and his team. Just a little bit shorthanded personnel-wise. But, you know, we're going to have 2 experienced quarterbacks now next year. So, looking forward to next year.
But it was a young team anyway. It was a young team anyway, wasn't it, Mike? I mean, you knew that going in.
Very young team. In fact, our quarterbacks, Coach Vance's son, he was a freshman.
Right.
And then our second string quarterback, who was our number one running back, he was a sophomore. So we're very young. And the Tigers will be a team to look out for next year, that's for sure.
Well, you know, that's okay. Let's, Mike, we really appreciate you being a part of our show every week this year and keeping us up with the, give our best to Tony. We're going to see him in the All-Star, the Miss Al game. So we're going to cut you loose. We got to get on the phones. But, Mike, thanks so much, my friend. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Well, the MRA Patriots took on JA's Raiders tonight for a chance to go to the championship game. And Coach Herbert Davis joins us here on the Scoreboard Show tonight. Coach, first of all, congratulations to the MRA Patriots, and looks like you're back in the saddle again in the championship game.
Thanks, Russ, man. We just close one there for a while, man. Our defense and special teams made some big plays for us, and we finally stuck it in, and kids finished well.
Coach, I'm going to ask you this, because in the MAIS, it's inevitable you're going to play a team in a regular season, you're going to play them in the playoffs. Does that make it harder or easier for a coach to get a team ready that you've already either beaten or they beat you?
No, it is definitely harder. I mean, you know, everybody's going to make adjustments, and there's a lot of good coaches in this league, and they're going to make good adjustments, and you know, when you beat somebody 35-7 the first time, you know, you got to be careful. And, you know, we matter of fact, that's what we talked about this week. We wanted to be confident but not cocky. And so, you know, they come in and did a great job tonight, and we had to fight.
Well, what kind of night did Davis Dalton have?
I believe 8 catches for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. That had a huge, you know, it was kind of a close game right before half.
Uh-huh.
I think it was 17-14 with 35 seconds left to go. One of the big plays of the night, he made it 35 seconds left to go. He had a big 75-yarder over the top to put us up 24-14 at half, which was huge.
That is big. You know, we were actually putting your broadcast on our broadcast tonight and kind of peeking in to see what was going on over there. And it looked like when you got to 30-14, you kind of pulled away at that point, and it was pretty much MRA the rest of the way, correct?
Yeah, sir. We got to that point, and like I say, defense made a couple of big turnovers tonight, and we were able to capitalize on those turnovers and put them in.
Well, Coach Davis, really tip of the hat to you. You know, when you came to MRA, your job, your goal was to turn that program around to where you knew they would either be in the championship game or in the semis at least every year. You've done that. You've won those. And so now you got to get ready for a Hartfield team that, I got to tell you, that Xavier Davis running back's pretty good.
He's the real deal, man. He's a really good running back. You know, they got some good players. That's why they're in the championship. And, you know, having to beat them, you know, what, a game or so ago, you know, now we got to turn around and play them again. So we've got to get ready.
Well, congratulations, Coach, again. You've won everywhere you've gone. I've been able to follow you in all of your schools that you've been at, and it's just good to see you do so well with MRA, and we'll look forward to seeing what y'all do. That's a Saturday game next week.
Yes, Saturday at 6:15 at Mississippi College.
All right, Coach. Congratulations on the win tonight. We'll see you out there at MC next Saturday.
Thank you, Rush. Appreciate you.
Uh-huh. Herbert Davis. Let's go to Josh, who probably is grinning like a Cheshire cat tonight because Tri-County got a huge win tonight, Josh.
They did. I mean, what a win. What a win to go on the road. And, you know, I got to start with this. I don't know where you were in terms of temperature, but we froze on top of the Fighting Irish press box tonight in that 15-20-mile-an-hour nonstop win. I mean,
Josh, he just pulled off three coats when he walked in the door. That's why he wasn't cold.
Yeah. Okay. Truth comes out.
But we were.
I'll put it this way. I have never shook. It was the toughest conditions that I've ever broadcast a game from because it was on top of a press box in a relentless wind. It started 10 minutes before airtime, and it never let up.
Welcome to
Never
the Delta.
Up the entire night. Welcome to the Delta. It came all the way across from the other side of the river, and it was just – it pounded us. It affected the game. It affected the passing game. It affected the kicking game. And so it was a factor in the ball game. It really pushed both teams into more of a running, and it really affected long throws for both quarterbacks. So it affected the outcome of the game. Tri-County got a quick turnover on downs to start the game defensively. We're able to go down and score. Trace Dearman was able – again, we've talked about Trace so much this year.
Yep.
He got a score. We went up – Tri-County goes up 6-0, but they gave up a little bubble screen. Got to give Jerrion King credit. He is electric. He came in with almost 1,200 yards receiving on the season. Almost 1,200 yards receiving, monster numbers. He caught a screen in open space. Three defenders were there. Nobody put a hand on him. Nobody touched him. Little jump cut, little step, a little move, and he was gone down the sidelines. They hit the extra point barely. The wind almost pushed it wide. They led 7-6 until under 4 minutes to go in the game. Tri-County got a stop. Tri-County is able to take it down the field. The key play of the drive and the season at this point was a 33-yard pass, a 50-50 ball to Camp Shepherd. He goes up and catches it, high points it over King, little 5-yard face mask, sets up first down inside the 20, and then Tri-County rushes it in. Dearman, then a Dearman jump pass to Shepherd out of the Wildcat. And then the Tri-County defense holds with a pair of sacks, picking the end zone with 34 seconds left, and cue the celebration. Tri-County is going back to the state title, Russ. Get this, for the fifth time in the last 7 years.
I knew it had been a lot. I didn't know it was five. And they're going to play those games where?
Going to play that game at JA on Friday night. We're going to be kicking it off against one of the Cinderellas of the entire postseason. Tip of the cap to Kirk Academy. They go on the road tonight. They get a late 60-yard pick six after taking the lead on a 25-yard field goal. They defeat ACCS 16-7 on the road tonight. The 11 seed is playing for a state title out of 4A. So the 11 versus the number 5. None of the district champs make it. It's why you play the games, Russ.
That's right.
Every Friday night's an adventure. And two teams that are hungry, two teams that are playing well, and one of the most unlikely matchups. Yeah, unlikely matchup.
Well, we're up against a break. Congratulations. That's a huge win for Tri-County, and I'm sure that Shepherd will be watching or listening to his brother tomorrow as Hines plays for the state championship. Josh, thanks so much, bud.
How about that?
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. All righty, bud. We are going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to go back to the phones, but George is going to update you on the scores that we have. A couple of surprises tonight, so stay with us. Friday night, Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Cricket Wireless. Of course, tis the season to be thinking about that. So all the information on what Cricket Wireless can do for you is at their website. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll give you all the scores from around the state on MPB Think Radio. Back in a moment.